Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. IU Peter was born in Greenland and grew up in the predominantly Inuit culture there. But she did not fully explore that culture and how she could advocate for it until she moved to Canada in her 20s. Now she's looking back on an impressively diverse career as an activist, lawyer, clothing designer, and musician. She's also looking forward to whatever else her passions drive her to pursue. Peter says studying law forced her to confront how deeply colonial systems had shaped her thinking. She says it pushed her to question and consciously unlearn those influences.
It dawned on me, where is this thought coming from? Where is this value coming from? How come I'm thinking like this? It turned out that every cell of me, every being of me was so colonized that I had to start questioning, where is this thought coming from? Who is making this decision? Why am I doing things the way I'm doing it? But it doesn't take just the colonized people to decolonize. It's a work that we all have to do together to move forward and to respect the indigenous languages, the indigenous cultures. I think respecting and learning, why am I thinking like this? Why am I so angry? What did my ancestors do when dealing with this particular issue? And can we please have some respect for each other again?
Peter says she hopes her own self-reflection can inform others who are looking for meaning in their identities. One of the issues Peter is passionate about is the European ban on sealskin products. Sealskin is one of the primary materials she uses in her clothing designs. It's a traditional Inuit practice, and the ban has had lasting economic effects on Inuit communities.
What drove me was the sense of injustice when the Europeans were trying to ban the import of seal into Europe without realizing how much damage and hardship and economic hardship also, and food-wise, because the hunters give the food free to their community. And when we have such a high unemployment rate and our cost of living is really high, I really couldn't sit back and just take it. It was such a grave injustice that was happening. I put all my attention into it, and it's what you believe in. It's the injustice if you have encountered and you want to make something better, correct something, then go for it. It gives you a real sense of gratitude.
Peter holds out hope that European leaders can clarify their policy to open up the use of seal products for personal use, even if commercial sales are restricted. As she's built pathways across many disciplines, Peter says she's stayed grounded in a deeper sense of purpose. She says it comes from a pervasive optimism that Inuit people embrace.
The reason why Inuit were able to survive in one of the harshest environments on Earth was because they always looked at the glass half full. There's always a possibility. And if you don't have hope, you have nothing. You have to have hope. You have to think that the person that you're talking to or the countries that you're speaking with will meet you with dignity and listen to what you have to say and the concerns that we have in our own countries, the concerns that we have in our own communities. That's how you speak with another mature adult or a mature human being, is to show respect. People have the ability to communicate, and we can settle disputes, we can settle differences, if we are only willing to forgive and to listen.
Languages are another of Peter's passions. She teaches young people to speak the Inuit language. She says to her it carries an emotional connection that Danish, English, and the other languages she's learned since don't have.
Our own Inuit language, our own Greenlandic language, we have the color, we have the feeling, we have the warmth. Even when we are speaking the language, we are much kinder and much more quiet than when we speak in the English language. Because I had to learn these words, the Danish and the English, from another culture where I didn't grow up, where I don't associate it to the running of the river or the sunset or the birds. I think to me, the Inuit language and the Greenlandic language has a lot more color and a lot more emotion than when I'm speaking in the Danish language and when I'm speaking in English. It doesn't have the same reaction internally and mentally for me.
Peter's journey took her from Greenland to Denmark, where she attended school. There she lost much of her original language and cultural connections. But when she moved to Canada, she was embraced by the Inuit residents there, and that helped her resolve to give back to the community she lives in. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices,